Blog Talk Radio.
Souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Healing and Guide Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn. And for those who are new to me, I am an angelic healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So I hope everyone is having a wonderful week. I am normally not on this day. I'm normally on Mondays, but today I'm coming to you on Wednesday through the guidance of the Archangels. So I hope that your weekend was wonderful and you're having a wonderful week as we are already in the middle of the week. So if you would like some guidance, if you'd like to speak about the topic or anything else that's been going on with you, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. So if you are needing some healing or guidance or would like to even talk about the energy of the week that we're going to be covering first today. All right, so we today have Archangel Raziel stepping forward for us this week for this week's energy. And this, you know, this month is about trusting, and not just trusting in the divine, in the universe, but also trusting in ourselves, in who it is that we truly are. And, you know, this is also why we are going through the series on the divine you, because we, you know, we're meant to live as divine love and light beings. We come here as divine love and light beings, here to help others and serve others in a way that using our gifts and abilities and using, you know, who it is that we are, the passions that we have, the desires that we have. So this week's energy, Archangel Raziel, if you know who he is, and if you don't, he is an archangel that comes in to help us with our wisdom and to help us, to remind us of who it is that we truly are and of our gifts and abilities that we have within us. So he helps us to discover them. He helps us to be reminded of, you know, just how amazing we are when it comes to who it is that we truly are and that wisdom we have, the knowledge that we have within us. So this week, it's going to be about trusting in ourselves when it comes to our gifts and abilities, when it comes to what it is that we can truly do. And that has to, that matches with those passions and desires that we have. So I'm just going to be briefly mentioning the energy of the week, because I actually did go over that on my Facebook page, which you can go to for more detail. I actually have a video up there for about the energy. But, you know, this week is going to be, and there's going to be a lot of different opportunities and experiences that come in for you to help you to really see those gifts and your talents and abilities that you have that does match with your passions. And so it's going to be about trusting in them, trusting in your own gifts, trusting in what it is that you can do that really goes along with what it is that you truly desire to achieve when it comes to your goals and when it comes to stepping into your purpose. What is it that you're truly meant to do? And they all go together. So, you know, I want you to really be able to see, you know, through everyday circumstances, what it is that you're great at, what it is that you can do, when, you know, whether it is creatively, whether it is, you know, being a great nurturer, you know, to children, to other people, to, you know, friends, when it comes to all these different areas of your life. What is it that you can do? This even, and I don't know why they're showing me this, but this also, you know, includes things like cooking. You know, if you are someone who is great at cooking, you know, that is part of your gift. Those are part of what it is that you're great at, and that's part of who it is that you are. So embracing that and trusting in those abilities and trusting that, you know, everything that you're meant to do, you know, they're showing you. And, you know, if there are, especially at the beginning of the month, if you had set those intentions on what it is that you want to achieve this month, what it is that you want to step into when it comes to your purpose, when it comes to anything new that you really want to do in order to really go after those things that you truly want, then we have to really be able to see those next steps, but also how it matches with those gifts that you have and that you're using. Because the everyday gifts that we have, you know, everyday things that we do, are part of who it is that we are. And if it really makes you feel good, if it really makes you feel as if that is something that you're supposed to be doing, those are your gifts. Those are the abilities that you're meant to use. So then, and taking what it is that the divine is showing you when it comes to your next steps, and to really be able to step into it, to really step out of your comfort zone and to really do those things that you're meant to do. You know, whenever we set those intentions out of what it is that we want when it comes to this month, when it comes to this year, they show us, you know, once we let those intentions go to them, they show us through the next steps, what it is that we need to do in order to achieve those goals, in order to really go after what it is that we truly want. So if you'd like to hear more about the energy this week that's coming in, be sure to go to my Facebook page, and you can find that through psychictalk.net/Catherine. If you go there, you'll find the platforms that I'm on. All right, so today, you know, along with talking about trusting in your gifts and your abilities, we're going to be talking about divine light. So, you know, we talk a lot about how we are divine love and light beings. We've come here to really shine your light and to really share what it is that you've come here to share when it comes to your truth, when it comes to your experiences, and then the lessons that you've learned with them. So with that, we are, you know, going to be talking about, you know, last week we talked about divine love. And today we're going to be touch a little bit more on divine love, but mainly the divine light that we are. So, you know, when it comes to who it is that we truly are, you know, and if you think back to when you were younger, what was it that you truly wanted to become? What was it that you wanted to do to really make an impact in this world, when it comes to helping other people? And a lot of that we need to kind of go back to. It's going back to basics. What is it that we are passionate about? What is it that we want to do when it comes to work, when it comes to helping our community, when it comes to, you know, changing this world? What is it that really, what is it that you really long for? What is it that your heart wants you to go after? And, you know, it comes in dreams. It comes through, you know, what it is that, you know, we want to do in order to make this world a better place for your family, for yourself, for others. And those are part of what it is that your purpose is. But so many times, because of the fears that come in, because of limiting beliefs that come in, that keeps us from going after those things that we truly want and what we truly want to do that would make us fulfilled, that would make us feel in joy and happiness and that love that we're meant for, those higher vibration energies that we're meant for. So, when it comes to being the divine light, we are divine love and light beings, and divine light means using those gifts that we have and those abilities that we have, as well as going after the passions and the desires that we have, putting those together and really going to doing those things and to really step out and step into our purpose. That is part of our purpose. That is what it is that we're truly meant to do. And so, if you have been, and a lot of times it comes in, by doing a job that, really fits what it is that you truly want, or creating a business that, that fulfills all of that, what it is that you really want to see, what it is that you want to do, using your gifts and using what it is that you've been given and what you're great at. And, sometimes for us, it starts with discovering first what it is that we want. And so it's going to be then important for us to go within, look within, and see what is it that I truly want? What is it that, I dream of? How do I want my life to look? And that is all part of really being able to see and go back to what it is that you're meant to do. And so, it's going to be, starting with that, to really discovering more of yourself. What is it, going back to basics, what is it that you really want to do to, make an impact in this world, to change this world so that it can be the world that you really see yourself living and doing. So, whether it is creating a business, whether it is finding that job that is perfect for you, that, you're able to step out of your comfort zone and you're not, letting finances or any other kind of worries step in the way or get in the way of you from really going after those things. And so a lot of times also thinking about those things that you really want, but then you have those thoughts that come in that says you're not good enough in some way, or that you don't have the resources. All of those limiting beliefs, those are limiting beliefs, as well as those fears and doubts that come in. That is not who it is that we truly are. So it's then first important for us to really let go of those things, heal from them. It stems from other people and growing up and what we've learned in society. And so, we have to shed those layers. We have to heal from them in order to really, truly be able to see who it is that we are, those divine love and light beings that we are, so that, we can understand fully that we are capable, we are more than capable of doing anything that we truly want to do, and that we are good enough, more than good enough, to be able to do those things. We have those passions, we have those desires and those dreams for a reason. They're not just there for us to just dream it. and not do anything about it. But they're there for us. And each and every one of us has our own dreams, has our own desires and passions that are different from others because it's meant for us to go after. It's meant for us to take action on and really step into. So, you know, when those fears do come up, when those limiting beliefs do come up, it's important for us to first let them go, heal from them, you know, pinpoint where it stems from, and then, you know, let the divine know, you know, let the universe know that you are ready to take that next step. So that's where we then set those intentions on what it is that we want, what it is that we want to achieve. And then they're able to show us through our next steps what it is that we need to do in order to reach those goals and reach, you know, and step into our purpose. And so I encourage all of us to really look within first. First thing, what is it that you truly want? What is it that you truly desire? And then also to see your gifts and your abilities. What is it that you're good at? And, you know, there can also be things that you haven't discovered yet about yourself and what it is that your gifts are. And, you know, I truly believe that all of us have so many different gifts, so many different abilities that we still have to discover. And so, you know, when we look within, when we call on the angels, when we call on the archangels, they're able to show us. They're able to show us through different signs, through different people, you know, all these different ways to help you to see who it is that you are and what you are capable of doing. And a lot of times also because of our fears that we're not good enough, you know, we tell ourselves we're not good enough in some way, it keeps us from seeing with clarity that we can do it, that we are more than capable, that we have the gifts, we have the abilities to be able to go after those things that we truly want. So, you know, to be able to see that. And when we start to see that, we start to see that light that's within us, that that light that we're meant to shine out into this world. And we shine that light out by using those gifts and abilities. And by, you know, and when we use our gifts and abilities, you know, in turn, we are able to then help others in so many different ways. You know, a lot of times we don't see how it is that we help others. And when we share who it is that we are and share, you know, our truth, share those things that we've experienced in the past, and then share the lessons that we've learned behind it, we're actually helping so many people that we're meant to help. You know, when we share those things with people who need to hear it, who have been through similar situations. And when you share what it is that you've learned from them, you are then able to help them to see a different way, a different perspective that they may not have been able to pick up, that they may not have been able to see. And so it's really important for us to do that, to, you know, share what it is that we've been through and then to share those lessons that you've learned from them. And because, you know, when we share those things, we're being teachers, but we're also, you know, as we are sharing the lessons that we've learned, we're also being healers as well. So as we do that, when we're teaching and when we are healing, we are shining that light onto other people so that they can see within themselves that, yes, there's more to them as well, that, you know, they're meant to be here for a reason and they're meant to, you know, be awakened so that and see who it is that they truly are so that they can also continue to help others. You know, we're all here as divine love and light beings. We're all here meant to help each other, to be there for one another. And so when we share of ourselves and when we, you know, teach others of those things that we have learned along the way in our journey, we're able to really be there for others, to help others. And, you know, many times we don't see that we're teaching others and we're healing others. And we are meant to be, we're all meant to be teachers and healers in that way, in our own specific way, in our own special way. So, you know, that is part of being, you know, that light that we're meant to be, being that love also, you know, because as we shine our light, as we, you know, share those things that we're meant to share, you know, and step into our purpose and help others to heal and help others to learn, we are also loving them as well when we do that. So a lot of times we think that, you know, we don't see ourselves in that way. And so we kind of go about our days and our routines not really thinking about that. But, you know, whenever we do something for others, when we share about ourselves and those lessons with others, when we share our gifts, when we, you know, do the business that we're meant to do, when we do the jobs that we're meant to do, we're also helping others. We're helping others in so many different ways. And so when we see ourselves in that way, when we see ourselves in that divine love and light way, things start to change. You know, your life starts to change. Energy starts to shift. And you start to attract more and more of those things that you're meant for, that abundance that we're meant for. And so, you know, I encourage all of us to do that. And if you'd like to share with me as well what it is that you've been doing to help others, when it comes to, you know, your gifts and abilities, your businesses, how you're helping others in that way, doing those things that you truly love to do, really stepping into your purpose. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a business. It doesn't have to be a job, but just the way you are every day. So, you know, during this quarantine, during this, all that's going on right now, how are you helping your family? How are you helping your friends? You know, in that sense, we're all these divine love and light beings, you know, always being there for others and loving others and shining who it is that we are. So I'd love to speak with you if you'd like to share with me on that. And so let's go ahead and take a few calls before we move on. So let's see who we have here. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello? All right. Let's go ahead. Hello? Okay. We'll come back to that caller. And let's go to our next caller. Hello, caller. Area code 415. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi. What is your name?
Yes, my name is Anne from California.
Hi, Anne. So how are you today?
I'm having allergies. Like, it's hot. We have a heat wave, and that brings out allergies. But other than that, I'm doing fine.
Well, that's great
hot,
to hear.
Hot and windy, and everything flows around the air.
Well, I hope you're cool. Keeping cool then.
Yes.
How can I help you today?
Well, just anything that you see is my gift. I have been helping my neighbor, has two young preschool kids that I've been helping her with because they both have to work from home. And I'm become real attached to them. And I know I have a gift with children and way back, you know, like in college and high school, I did work with little kids, but I saw that it's not respected much in our society, and they're definitely paid the least, you know, if they're just the lowest. Even if you have a master's degree, you don't really get paid much when you work with children. So it's hard for me to put those two together that I could use my gift and make money on it.
Well, first, what you're doing is wonderful. It's so great to, hear when people do work with children, because, children are the future, as they have so much growing to do. And when they're younger, you're teaching them so much. And a lot of times we don't realize it, we don't see it. But whenever we're teaching by example, and we're teaching by, what we like through action. And so, I just want to let you know that what you're doing is amazing, and it is something that you are meant to do. So, keep working with that. And yes, when it comes to, when it comes to finances and things like that, working with kids, it seems like, you don't get paid much and things like that, but it's so important for us to, raise kids' rights and to, be there for kids, because they're very impressionable and they really need the guidance, that they really need that support from adults that can really be there for them. So what you're doing is amazing. So I just want you to know that first. Also, I have Archangel Shamuel and Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. And what they're showing, what they're showing me is that you've been through a lot in the past, especially as a child yourself, right? Okay, so what they're showing me is that it's going to be important for you to do some work around this. So as you're working with these children, there's going to be things that come up for you when it comes to what you went through in your childhood. And this perspective change is going to help you to clear out the old energy and really help you to heal. So, as you're helping them, they're helping you as well. So, keep working with them. Keep really And I want you to keep seeing that you are making a difference in their lives. You are meant to continue to help other children as well in many different ways. So you have these gifts of teaching, of, being there and nurturing that you may not have seen before because of what you've been through in the past. But as you do this healing and as you do this clearing, you're going to be able to see more and more of how your gifts are very important for them. So you are making a huge difference, a huge impact in these children's lives, and you're meant to make even more. So I want to encourage you to keep working with them, and then you're going to also see that you're going to be working with other children as well. So just be open to that.
Definitely.
Yes, and this is truly what it is that you're meant to do. So I'm so very excited for you, because this is the path that you're meant to go on. And as you keep working with these children, you're going to see your own gifts expand. You're going to see even more of what it is that you can do. And to know that even though some of them may not be able to express it to you, to know that you are making a huge difference on these children's lives. All right.
So, can I ask you one more question?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that kind of keeps me away from it is I don't have children myself, and parents sometimes look at me sideways, like, who are you to suggest this? Or, they don't really trust me. Like, how do you know what to do when you don't have children? And so I get tired of that question.
And, this is also why Archangel Shamuel is stepping forward.
Okay.
Because this is about loving yourself and getting your power back. So a lot of times, you know, we worry about what other people are thinking and what other people might think. But a lot of times, even with those questions, it can be very innocent. But then also we have to realize that when they pose those questions, it has to do with their own insecurities as well.
Oh, okay.
As, yes, so and their own fears and doubts. So when it comes to relationships, not just with spousal relationships or children's relationships, but even when it comes to acquaintances and other people, we have to see a relationship as like a mirror. So if they are being triggered by something, it's because of their own things that they have to work on. So same with you. If you are being triggered by someone else, there's something that you have to work on in your
right.
own life. That
right.
And that's what's triggering you. So, so to know that, you know, what you are doing is what you're meant to do. It doesn't matter
right.
what other people think. It doesn't matter,
okay.
you know, what your life has been like. But if their question is triggering you, there's something that you need to look back into, and it does have to do with your past, that you need to heal and let go of so that you can take that power back. So it has to do with loving yourself fully. That
uh-huh.
who you are is an amazing person. You can do anything that you truly want to do. But in the past, you've had people tell you that you weren't good enough in some way, you know, you couldn't do something, and all of those things have been ingrained in you. So those are things we have to really let go of, we have to heal from,
right.
so that we can stand firm in our own love, you know, loving ourselves fully for who it is that we are, you know, that divine love and light being that we are, you know, here to, you know, help others in so many different ways. And, you know, when it comes to other people's fears and doubts, yes, they're going to bring it on to you, but know that it's their things that they have to work on, and to know that, you know, what you're doing is what it is that you're meant to do, and it doesn't matter to them, you know, how you've lived in the past or what it is that you're doing now, whether you have kids now or not. That it has nothing to do with them. So to know that if you are secure in who it is that you are, those things won't affect you. So I want to encourage you to do some journaling on that. And
uh-huh.
you know, to call on Archangel Raphael, call on Archangel Shamuel. And Archangel Shamuel, I love his energy because he brings us that
what?
Unconditional love, loving
what
energy.
What color? Is known with Shamuel. What is colors? I know Raphael is
so
like green
a,
and healing
like
of green.
Pink,
what is Shamuel?
Green is Raphael. And then
yeah.
Pink and red you'll see for Archangel Shamuel. So if you're able, and I'm feeling you are able to see
colors
with your third eye. So, so, you know, connecting with them and, you know, asking them to step forward as you do this journaling work, and they're going to be able to help you through what it is that you need to let go of, that you need to heal from, and then to really move forward and to really be able to change that perspective so that you can really do those things that you're meant to do with clarity. So, and, you know, once you set those intentions, you know, they're going to help you with that, and they're also going to help you with those next steps on what it is that you can do to really move forward so that, you know, you can really love yourself and have that strong foundation of love. And they're going to bring different opportunities for you so that you can practice them. So a lot of times people might see them as trials or challenges, but to know that they're there for you to learn from. So, you know, this week, you know, I want you to kind of pay attention to what comes in and any opportunities or experiences that come in that will kind of challenge that love for yourself this week. And you'll be able to, you know, and, you know, I want you to have a journal on hand to really write about that. To really, you know, be able to see, you know, how you can really switch that energy. All right.
Yeah, I'm actually taking a course. I'm picking a 30-day course right now.
Okay.
About self-love. So, yeah, so I'm doing a lot of those every day. It's like every day there's an exercise. So, yeah, so I'm in the midst
of all
that. Awesome.
Yeah. That's great. All right. Well, I hope that helps. And, you know,
thank you.
If you'd like to talk more about that, you can always connect with me as well. I do have a Facebook page that you can connect to me. So if you go to psychictalk.net/Catherine, you'll be able to see the platform that I'm on.
Okay, sorry, you cut out what slash Catherine?
So psychictalk.net/Catherine. Yes.
Right.
So if you go to my picture, you click on it, and then you'll be able to see the links for
all the show people. Great. All
yes.
right. Thank you so much.
All right.
I'll keep listening.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thanks. You too.
To our next caller, we have area code 917. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Me?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what is your name?
It's Carla.
Hi, Carla, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Hi, so how are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. My question is, do you see changes for my career? Because I'm filling in for somebody that's coming back July the 15th, and I'm like, what's going to happen to me?
Mm-hmm. So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, and this has to do with more than just the job, but there are some things that are coming in that has to do with, and I also have Archangel Uriel stepping forward too, and this has to do with, you have kind of expressed it too, not sure where your job is going to go, and there are some fears and doubts that are coming in that has more to do with the job. There's more, you know, has to do with overall security, you know, finances, but then also those things that have to do with your identity as well. So not being sure of what it is that you're truly meant to do. And so, you know, I want to encourage you to work with Archangel Raphael with this, and as well as Archangel Uriel, because they're going to help you to see where these fears stem from, where it starts from. And they're going to be able to help you to really gain that clarity on what it is that you're meant to do. So it has to do with what it is that you love to do, going back to what it is that you're passionate about, what it is that your dreams are. So when was the last time that you did some dreaming of what it is that you want?
Oh, do it every day.
Okay. So what are some of those things, if you don't mind sharing?
Yeah, I know what those things are.
Okay. Do you mind sharing some of that?
No, I don't want to share them on public radio.
Okay, and that's fine. I totally understand. And so, yeah, I want to encourage you to, you know, understand that those dreams are meant for you to really go after. So they're not just dreams that you're going to be thinking about, that you're never really going to do anything about. But it's really meant for you to.
It's like a partner, I think. Not really related to job, but partner.
Uh-huh. So, you know, that's great, but it also, I do see that, you know, as you are, you know, dreaming about a partner, you know, don't limit yourself on that. You know, really expand that onto what it is that you truly want when it comes to work, when it comes to a job, and even business. I am hearing business for you as well, because there are some things that you truly want to do that is not quite out there in the way that you want to see it. So, and also, are you someone who likes to write?
Not always.
But you do sometimes.
Haven't done it in a while.
Okay, because I do see that as a gift for you. An ability that's wanting to come out. It's meant for you to really, you know, go after, to really rediscover. And so, you know, as you're working through the fears and doubts, you know, I want to encourage you to do some journaling. And journaling doesn't have to be, you know, the regular journaling, but however you feel that things can come out from you. So whether it's through poems, whether it's through song that you write, you know, any of those ways are great when it comes to journaling, when it comes to releasing all of the old things, releasing all those things that you need to heal and let go of. So, you know, I want to encourage you to do that. And as you continue to do that work, as you continue to release and let go through words, you're going to be able to really, you know, find what it is that you are meant to do, that you are meant to do in all areas of your life. You're going to receive a lot of clarity. Also, I want to encourage you to step outside and do that as well, you know, and do some journaling outdoors, because I think they'll give you some aha moments and help you with energy as well as you breathe in that fresh air that's there. So I hope that helps. And when it comes to your job, when you do this work, you're going to actually gain clarity on what it is that you need to do next. And so, you know, this job is temporary that you're in right now, but you're going to be able to see what it is that you need to do next. And it has to do with feeling. How does the job feel to you? Because I do feel that you have that gift as well, that being able to feel in deep ways. You know, I want to encourage you to do this releasing, this healing, and you'll be able to really gain that clarity. So I hope that helps.
Thank you so much, very much.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, and let's see. We'll go to our next caller. We have caller area code 614. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Philson, and I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, Philson. How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
So how can I help you today?
Recently, I've been experiencing a lot of emotional upheaval. Like, I've been crying, like, all day yesterday and also this morning. So I was wondering what guidance they had from you or advice, or if they could explain what's going on to make you feel.
So, yes, I do. I feel that for you right now. I'm my heart on both sides. So I have Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Samuel and Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you today. And what they're showing me is that right now you're doing a lot of releasing. Crying is a great way to release. So as you are doing that, what comes into your mind? And so as those things come in, I want you to do some journaling on this. I know many times if we're crying, we're really not thinking about writing. But, you know, it's going to be important for you to write down all those things that are coming in your mind, because there's a lot up there. There's a lot of mind chatter that's going on, as well as those things in your heart, you know, those feelings that you're receiving with what it is that you're thinking about. And so, you know, it's going to be important for you to release all of that through writing, and not only writing about what your thoughts are, but how it is that you're feeling with those thoughts, because it's going to help you to really organize what it is that you need to work on as you're going through this. Also, calling on Archangel Shamuel, he's going to be able to help you, and he's going to help you with taking your power back, as well as to help you with that strong foundation of love. And that's why all these emotions are coming up for you. A lot of heart stuff is coming up because, you know, it has to do with truly loving who it is that you are. And so as you're working through all the emotional stuff, all the stuff that's in your on your mind, and all those things that are worrying you and bothering you, as you do that work, you're going to be able to see that, you know, and the archangels are going to help you to and remind you that you are good enough and that you are more than capable of doing all those things that you truly want to do. But you're, you know, a lot of the things that are coming in for you has to do with being secure, being financially stable, you know, all those things that will come in after you, you know, that abundance that you want for will come in after you really, you know, understand what it is that, first, who it is that you are when it comes to love, being a divine love and light being. And but also the gifts that you have, the abilities that you have. You have these amazing gifts and abilities that are waiting for you to see. But, you know, all that stuff that's coming in, the mind chatter and the emotional stuff, is really keeping you from being able to see that. So it's important for you to clear that out first, clear out that old energy first, and then really be able to see who it is that you truly are when it comes to being able to do anything that you truly want to do, that you are good enough, more than good enough, and that you are meant to go after what it is that you truly desire, that you are passionate about. And when you are able to first have that strong foundation of love for yourself, then you're really going to be able to switch that energy so that you can be in that high vibration energy that you're meant for, and then attract all those things that you're meant for when it comes to the people that you're meant to meet, the people that are meant for you, when it comes to finances and abundance in that way, resources that you need, as well as when it comes to job, career, you know, all the different areas of your life will start to come together when you're able to have that strong foundation of love that you are, you know, that you're meant for. So, you know, after you do some of that clearing and letting go and healing, you know, I want you to start doing those things that you are, you know, good at, you are passionate about, that gets you excited, that that you love to do. And that's going to help you to, you know, because once we let go of the old energy, we have to replace it with new energy. So, you know, doing those things and that you love to do, and then also spending some time outdoors and breathing in that energy, because, you know, the outdoor energy, when it comes to fresh air, it really helps us to renew us and rejuvenate us as well. So, you know, it's going to help you to recharge. And also, you know, when it comes to bodies of water, if you are near any bodies of water, to, you know, go near that, and it's going to help you to really also be able to see those things that you may not have been able to pick up, aha moments, any new ideas that you are meant for. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, that does help a lot. Thank you. It's good to know that everything is going. It's meant to be, and that everything is okay.
Yes, yes, everything will be fine, you know, so just keep working on yourself, keep doing that releasing, but then remember to really feel that, do those things that you love, you know, whether it's dancing, you know, going outdoors, you know, hanging out with friends, you know, those things will help, you know, raise your vibration, and when we raise our vibration, it helps us to gain clarity from, you know, the divine, from the angels, from the archangels, from our spirit guides, because, you know, they're higher vibrations, so we need to raise our vibration as well to really be able to get our intuition flowing and to really get all of that information and the messages that we need for our life. So yeah, I encourage you to do that this week. And yeah, just know that crying, and that's part of release. That's part of what you need to do, because you had so much going on, it just kind of overflowed. So you just have to let it go. And, you know, don't be afraid to let everything go. Okay?
Thank you so much. Have a great one. Rest of your day.
You too. Have a wonderful week. All right, so let's go to our next caller. We have, actually, you know what? Before we go on to our next caller, let's go ahead and talk about what's coming up on Psychic Talk. So if you go to psychictalk.net/upcoming, you can see all the different shows that we have coming up. On Friday, we have The Doctors Are In with hosts Dr. Rose and Dr. Dax, and they will have open lines as well as talking about life coaching and tarot mini readings. So be sure to tune in with them. On Saturday, hosts Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle are back with Tarot Today Radio, and they will be talking about reading tarot cards for yourself. So be sure to tune in with them. And then on Monday, I will be back, and I will be, it'll be part four of The Divine You, so be sure to tune in with me as we do Energy of the Week, as well as continue to talk about The Divine You, and also meditation as well. So that is what's coming up, so you can go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to see what's coming up. And sometimes we have time changes, like mine was today, date changes, so be sure to check that out. And I'm usually on Monday, so I will probably be back on my Monday next week, unless the Archangels decide to have me come back on here on a different day. All right, so let's continue on and take a few more calls. We have area code 408. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, hello. My name is Craig, and you caught me eating a donut. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello, Craig. How are you today?
I'm so wonderful and amazing. You can't believe it, but it's true.
So how can I help you today?
I heard you talking, and I was thinking, wow, what a wonderful, wonderful message you got to give. You know, sharing love is such a precious and sacred thing to do. And
yes.
I was just thinking, yeah. And it made me think about when I was back in the day when I was looking at myself, it would break my heart. It would always break my heart to see myself. It wasn't like I saw myself and I said, well, look at that. How wonderful. No. Every time I saw myself, it was breaking my heart. And I saw love showing me what love did for me that I couldn't do for myself. And it started making it better. And so every time I would see myself, I would get better and better and better. Mm-hmm. And so I enjoy this level of energy that I receive from being better. And so when you were speaking, it was causing me to want to just share this instead of what I was going to say earlier, you know. But I don't know. I just, huh?
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I just want to say thank you, you know, for speaking the way you do. I was like, wow, I wish I could have you around me all the time, but I guess I'm not going to be able to do that.
That is very sweet of you to say.
I thought I had a lot to say but then when I listened to you, I was like, well, you're saying exactly what I know inside of my heart, which makes me want to communicate with you. And I'm just like, oh my God, here we go again.
And that's wonderful. And this is what it's about. You know, it's about sharing our love and light to others, mm-hmm. so that, you know, they're wanting to share of themselves as well. You know, that this is what life is about, you know, to really be there to shine that light. You know, we're meant to shine our light and share that love that we are. And so it's wonderful to hear from, you know, someone like you who, you know, is able to see that with themselves and really able to share that with others.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I really do. I enjoy it. And it's just like, I get frustrated too with people, because a lot of times program is a nice way to be able to do this, you know, this platform. But just in your everyday life, I run into things more so with the people that are closest to me than I do with people that I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
I have more of a difficult time with the ones that know me, and that's because a lot of people that know me one way, and then mm-hmm. but there's this other way that they don't understand, and when I talk, what comes into their mind is this other thing, and this other thing is what they had previous feelings about, which was causing them mm-hmm. conflict. So I get a lot of stuff that people never said before, but now they want to start bringing it up. And if we're going to get into that kind of a situation, well, I could be a lot worse than you are with me right now, but I value the relationship more than the ego trip. So I might tend to say I'm sorry more than these other people might say they're sorry, when I don't even need to say I'm sorry, because I didn't do nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to those who are closest to us, especially when it comes to family and those mm-hmm. who have been around us for so long, it is hard for other people, for them to really see how we've changed. So, you know, they may see, you know, our old selves where we made a lot of mistakes and we weren't the person that we are now, and they mm-hmm. still have that mindset. But you know, we really can't do anything about that, you know, but what we can do is just continue to love them the way that we're meant to, and shine that light. And when they are ready, that they will be able to see and they will be able to learn.
You know why they'll be able to learn and change and all that good stuff? Because, you know, like I tell people all the time, I say, you know, I'm not here to play games. You know, if this was a game, I'm way ahead of the game. And they look at me and I say, yeah, I'm way ahead of the game. You know, I'm just here to tell you that this is a game over, you know, because what love is doing, love is generating love. And that's exactly what happens when love is doing work. It's the kind of work that people will never point out. And let me show you how they do this. Because here you are, and you've been sweet, and you've been kind, and you've been gentle, and you've been long-suffering, and you had power and control, which would be meekness. Well, this is the fruit of love. And there's the producer of that. Okay? And so when you're doing all these things like this, this is the kind of work that's quietly done, very, very subtle, very quiet, no imposition on anything about what you're doing. it's something that's there.
Whoops. Yep. And so, you know, when it comes to those who are closest to us, you know, we try to share our new selves to them, but sometimes they're just not ready. So
sometimes they're not ready. But so that's what love is doing. Love is, you know, like you talk about the truth, right? That's because that's what we're speaking about, the truth. We're not speaking about anything else in love. We're speaking about the truth in love. And so as we speak about the truth in love, what happens is that while you're speaking, your words that you're speaking, if they have substance to them, then those words are going to dissolve all the stuff that's not of what is being spoken, so that the individual recipient can receive that love in love, and it's not just making a bunch of noise at a person. Because when you talk about what you think and all that, that's noise. We don't want to hear about what you think. You can talk about what you think and express your feelings outwardly because you feel them so powerfully inside of who you are, but you are not your feelings. You are not your feelings. You are underneath your feelings, what you think, what you say, what you do. And we're influencing you to take responsibility for your feelings so that you can do something where you can enjoy the benefits. And that's where we stand, united.
Yep, and, you know, that's all we can really, you know, we can share who it is that we are, what we've learned, and, you know, that love is eventually going to, you know, really, they will be able to see that. So, yeah.
Well, that's an amazing thing because love is love means so many things. Not a seal of approval or diamond rings. It means to me a very great deal. Trust and honesty in how you feel. And the vows are sacred. Yeah, they're to be cherished and true. More than just the words, I love you. So remember those words and what they mean, because love is to be felt and sometimes seen. Yeah, you're right.
Well, yes. So I want to thank you so much for calling in. I do have a few other callers that I need to get to before the end of the show, but please feel free to reach out to me on Facebook, and we could talk more.
I don't do Facebook, so, but yeah, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. Thanks.
All right. So let's go to our next caller. We have area code 856. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello, caller, 856. Try them again a little bit later. So let's go to our caller, area code 904. Hello, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Liza, and I live in Florida.
Hi, Liza, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right, so how can I help you today?
I was listening to each of the people, and I guess for me, I find it hard to get out of the old tapes of what people thought of me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like what that gentleman was talking about before in the beginning about how, you know, he was one way and people see him one way. And then I'm sort of in that same realm. It's like I'm a different person than who I used to be. So I wonder sometimes, you know, will people ever see me differently, or is it really just me seeing myself that way? Do you know what I mean? I don't know if that makes
sense. So it is actually a combination of both. So more actually towards the way that you see yourself to others. So, you know, when it comes to, and Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, as well as Archangel Samuel, and I want to first mention that, you know, when it comes to those who are closest to us that have been with us for a long time too, you know, especially family, it's really hard for family to be able to see you in a new light because of that mindset that they have that you've always been like this growing up. You've been like this as a teenager. And it's actually a lot of years if you think about it. So you know, that's why, you know, if for family, it's hard for them to see you in a new way. But that doesn't mean that they won't see you in a new way. So, you know, you hear that phrase, actions speak louder than words. So, you know, it does have a lot to do with the actions that we take as well. So, and also, you know, depending on who it is that you're dealing with, because everyone is different. So for some people, words are more effective. So for some people, actions are more effective. So, you know, you won't be able to please everyone. But what is important for us is to have that love, that strong foundation of love for ourselves. Because, you know, a lot of that, what does someone else think, that has to do with a lot of fears and doubts and insecurities that come in. And also, you know, limiting beliefs. So when we have that strong foundation of love for ourselves, it doesn't matter what other people think. It doesn't matter what other people say. But if it does affect you, if it triggers you, it's something that you do need to work on. It's something that you need to heal from and release so that you can, you know, go back to who it is that you truly are. Because we have to remember, we are divine love and light beings. We've been created in the image of the divine. So that means that we are perfect souls. And we are, you know, capable of doing anything that we truly want to do, that we are passionate about, that we desire to do, because we're meant to live in joy and happiness. And so it's important for us to really have that loving foundation for ourselves first. No one else can love us the way that we can love ourselves. So it's really important for us to, you know, heal that past from whatever, all those things that people have told you and shown you, saying that you're not good enough in some way, or you're not capable of doing something. But we have to remember that in the divine's eyes, we are able to do anything that we truly want, that we are more than good enough, and we are capable of doing those things that we truly desire to do. So when we see ourselves that way fully and really, like, deeply, then all the other stuff that people say, it doesn't matter. They fall away. And then you'll be able to do, you know, just go about, you know, if you think about when you were younger, when you were little, you did whatever you wanted to do, right? And you really dreamed of doing all these different things, and it didn't matter what other people said. So it's kind of going back to that when it comes to loving ourselves. So we have to really fully love who it is that we are. So I hope that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Okay. So I want to encourage you to do some journaling around this with Archangel Raphael and Archangel Samuel. You can call on them, and they'll be there with you, helping you through this. So as you have a notebook handy, and as you start writing, when you call on them, they're going to help you to see what it is that you need to heal, what has been in your heart that has been really just stuck there and just bothering you, that doesn't belong there anymore. So all those things, that they just need to come out. So, you know, to write those down, and then, you know, having Archangel Samuel as well as Archangel Raphael to show you what it is that you need to see about yourself in those situations that you've been through in the past.
Okay.
All right. And then you'll
be
able to, and you'll be able to clear out, you know, and really let go of a lot of the fears and the insecurities and doubts, and it's going to help you with your solar plexus as well. So, not only just your heart chakra, but also, and even the back, on your back, especially if you have been feeling anything on your back, like right behind your heart, that has to do with the receiving part of your heart chakra. So that's self-love.
That's so weird that you're saying that, because I do get a pinching pain between my shoulder blades right where my heart would be, like a stabbing almost.
So whenever it comes to our chakras, which there's something we need to work on, it manifests physically. And so that's why I mentioned that, because I can actually feel it for you as well. So, you know, that has to do with having to, you know, really do that self-love for yourself. Also, I want to encourage you to do things that you love to do. So going back to those things that you haven't done in a while, do you like to draw or color, be creative in that way?
Yes.
Okay, so I want to encourage you to do that, and I do feel that you're able to see through your third eye. I do see that you are clairvoyant. You know, I want to encourage you to go outside and with a piece of paper, you know, whatever you have to draw with, you know, I want you to, you know, go outside, close your eyes, and see what it is that you can see within your mind, and then start drawing and use color too.
Okay.
And
wow.
That's going to be and that will be very helpful for you to help you to get that inspiration as well as some aha moments as you're doing this healing work.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Was there anything
so
else that you'd like? Was there anything else that you'd like to ask?
Well, I'm going back into, you know, I took care of my mom and my dad. They're both passed, but I took care of them. I left work to take care of them, and I'm in the midst of going back to work. So I really want this one job, and it's taking forever for them to get back to me. And I'm just, I don't know, like I feel like I got it, but I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't
Well, with everything going on right now, I could see why there is a delay there. But, you know, as you're doing this work on yourself, I want you to really focus on those things that you truly want. You know, what would make you happy when it comes to a job or even a business? To write those things down, what is it that you truly want? What is it that you desire when it comes to a job, when it comes to a business? And to write all those down. And then those things that you don't want either, don't focus on it too much, but, you know, to have it in your mind a little bit, but focus on what it is that you really want out of a job and out of a business.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great.
Well,
thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. And thank you so much for everything.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. So we are past the top of the hour. So I want to thank everyone for joining me today. I just love speaking with all of you. And you know, I want us to remember that we are all divine love and light beings, and we are here to be there to help others. You know, and it may not start out with helping others, but helping yourself to live that full life that you're meant to live, to live that life of love and joy that we're meant to live. And when we do that, when we live doing those things that we're passionate about, doing it, you know, really I'm going after what it is that we truly desire, that's when we really start to shift the energy all around us. That starts from us, and then everything else comes in as it should, in divine timing, that abundance that we're meant for, they're all there. It all flows in because we are meant to be abundant. We are meant to receive everything that we want, you know, but it's really important for us for us to really see who it is that we truly are, what it is that you truly want. And when we do those things, we start to make an impact on other people's lives. You know, when it comes to your family, when it comes to friends, all of that starts to change. And our mindset starts to change, and everything around us as well. So, you know, I'm so excited for the rest of this year, because there's going to be a lot of changes happening, lots of transformation, lots more people awakening during this time. And it's important for us as divine love and light beings to do our part, to really be there for others, to, you know, do that work to heal all those things that we are not, you know, those things that no longer serve us, you know, understanding that we can do anything that we truly want, that we are capable of that. And then we're going to be able to see that because we are divine love and light beings, that we are meant to, you know, because we're meant to shine our light, because we're meant to share that love, that other people will start to see that within themselves. They're going to be able to start to really see that they are also meant to share that love and shine that light to others, especially during this time where lots of, you know, things are happening when it comes to, you know, racism, and when it comes to the COVID still that we're still dealing with, all these things in this world that's going on, it's going to be important for us to really step up and step out of our comfort zones and do those things that we're truly meant to do. Do those things that are meant for us, you know, when it comes to our purpose. And we are all meant to do certain things. We all have these gifts and abilities that we come with that are unique and special to us that we're meant to use to help others in this world. So I'm sending you all lots of love and light, and I'm so grateful to be able to use this platform to help you and, you know, help all those around us to really be able to see who it is that we truly are and what it is that we are meant to do and what we've come here to do. So, you know, I want to continue to help, you know, have you to share your love, shine that light that you have within. And you are capable of doing that. You are more than enough, and you have it all within you. So, send you all lots of love and light, and I will be back on Monday on this same in the same place to share more about the divine you, taking calls as always, and, you know, sharing the energy that we should be expecting, which is going to be wonderful. And so, send you all lots of love and light, and I will talk to you all very, very soon. So bye-bye for now.